That's right. When he sings I Feel Nice Like Sugar and Spice, the guy comes in and puts on the cape for me, and I turn into Super Health Man. And we're going to have a segment now with Dr. Paola Lichtenberger. She's a UHealth infectious disease doctor and the director of the tropical medicine at UHealth. Wow, doctor, what a great title, and what an interesting stuff you must do. Welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you very much.
Now,
hi, how are you?
Oh, we're doing great. We're always fired up when we had Bruce on, and I've actually been looking forward to this one for a while now. Help me calm the fears out there. This little mosquito isn't going to take over the United States and throw us into a pandemic, is it?
I know.
Well, you know, when you watch TV, you'd think that that's what they're talking about out there. It's just ridiculous.
Yeah, actually, the mosquito that gives Zika virus and exists in the United States, but only in the southern parts.
Doctor, we're having a problem with your phone. If you're on a cell phone, could you get closer to a place where you get a better signal? We're having a real problem here.
Can you hear better now?
Slightly. Do you have a hard line you can call us back on? We're really not. Just keep going. We're going to give it a shot here. Just go do the best you can.
Okay, probably. Can you better now?
A little bit better now, yes.
Okay. So the problem with the mosquito is that the mosquito lives in tropical and subtropical areas. And South Florida actually had and carries the mosquito, as well as probably the southern part of Texas. So, yes, there is a risk of having Zika virus infection acquired in the United States will be in those areas, probably not in the other ones. In the other ones, the disease is going to be just related to people who's traveling around, the areas where the outbreak is going on right now.
Well, I see these pictures, and I grew up here in South Florida, and they look like the big hairy mosquitoes that had white dots on them that I used to call salt mosquitoes that were out there day and night. Usually the little black ones are only out at night. Is that right?
Well, usually the mosquito goes during the day. This mosquito goes around during the day, and it's a black mosquito that has like long legs and has like a stripe, white stripes in the legs, and that's how we can recognize that it is a deep time mosquito.
Wow, and they're here. I know I grew up in South Florida. We knew all about the yellow fever thing and turn over all the standing water so there's never any standing water. What are some other tips people can use? What are some things people can do to eliminate the mosquitoes and other infectious diseases that are borne by here in our tropical?
The best way is to make sure that we take control of the standing water. Mosquitoes like to breathe and like to leave the eggs in the standing water. So every water that is placed in pens, like in the plants, in the outside containers that last for more than a week, are the ones who are going to breed the mosquitoes. So the recommendation is once a week to clean the containers, clean plants and water that is standing around the surfaces or the patios or the area. The mosquito doesn't go into air-conditioned areas. So, if you have the disease, it's better for you to stay under air conditioning so you don't get bit by a mosquito and you don't infect our mosquitoes with the virus.
What are some of the other infectious diseases that are tropical in nature that we have here in South Florida?
Okay, so because we have this mosquito, we have the same risk of having dengue, chikungunya, and Zika virus. So these are the three most important ones that may be at risk. But we also have a lot of other tropical diseases that are here, in part because we have a large population that is mainly immigrant. So we have diseases like neurocysticercosis and Chagas too. But those are main of the people who had grown up in other countries and come here with the diseases.
So what are some of the things here in South Florida that we have to look out for to keep our health and wellness here in the tropical climate?
Okay, so making sure that we take appropriate care when we go to mosquito areas and when there's the mosquito season. So when it's a rainy season and a lot of sun, we need to make sure that we use repellent, that we can try also to wear longer sleeves. And one important thing that people doesn't know is that actually when you are using sun protection and you are using at the same time the repellent, you have to wear first the sunscreen and then the repellent, because if you put first the repellent, then you're going to inactivate it by the sunscreen.
Oh, so let me repeat that. So this is actually really important. This is a new thing I'm learning here. So you got to put on the sunscreen first, and then you put on the repellent. What is the most effective repellent? Because, some of the stuff just never seems to work.
Yes, well, the most important repellents are those who contain DEET, and those who contain picaridin. We have commercial DEET, different brands, But usually those who contain a deed percentage of more than 20, those are the ones that are very effective.
Okay. So it sounds to me like we're heading towards the stronger stuff, not really the stuff that comes in the first wave, but more like the second wave, more strong stuff.
Yes.
Now we've talked about standing water. We've talked about tropical things. Is there anything that comes specifically from the ocean that we need to be careful about?
From the ocean?
Yes. You know, maybe a tropical disease that comes out of the ocean. I don't know.
There are a couple of infections. Well, actually, people who have liver problems should stay away from eating raw fish or raw oysters, since there is a bacteria called Vibrio bulnificus, and actually lives around, and we have a couple of cases every year here. By people eating raw oysters when they have liver disease, and that's the Vibrio bulnificus, and that can be a fatal one.
Okay. Well, that's actually pretty good. I was out there grasping for straws, but I think I nailed it. Good one there. We've only got a couple of minutes left, Dr. Lichtenberger. What is the message that you want to get out to everybody? Maybe people are turning in a little bit. Maybe we should calm everybody about the Zika thing again.
Okay. So the most important thing is remember that South Florida is still a tropical area, so we should consider ourselves to live in a tropical area. So we be very careful about mosquito infections and be very careful when we have fever and skin rashes to go to the doctor and make sure that we screen for tropical medicine. The other one is making sure that we travel to a tropical area at this point, especially Central Caribbean and South America. And if you're planning to get pregnant, you should go to the doctor and consider not to travel.
Okay, so, you know, I'm just going to say it this way. So those little small heads on the Brazilian babies, is there a chance that's going to start happening here?
Well, I doubt that it's going to happen here since, like, everybody is being educated. But, you know, we have to raise the education and awareness in the term that if a person that is pregnant, we don't know yet, we have to deal with the person.
Okay. Well, Dr. Lichtenberger, we got that. Your phone is dying out again, but we're also running out of time. So I want to thank you, Dr.
Okay.
Paola Lichtenberger. She's UHealth's Infectious Disease Director of Tropical Medicine at UHealth. For more info, I guess they can find you at uhealth.com.
Yes.
Oh, that's great.
Thank you very much.
Oh, it's our pleasure. Thanks for calming everybody down, including me. I really appreciate that.